WRCOFM Radio Sports, brought to you today by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories, and by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. During this sports report, we'll have a look back at high school football from last night. We'll preview games coming up today, and we'll have a look at sports on the radio this weekend.
Wednesday, October 16th is the 10th annual National Pedal It Forward Day. Here at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, it will be our first annual Pedal It Forward Day. All you have to do is stop in at 383 West 3rd Street, where we will give you two flowers, one to keep and one to share. Pedal It Forward is a wonderful way to show appreciation in our community, and we hope that you give a flower to a complete stranger or anyone you choose to brighten their day and to uplift their spirits. This is such a powerful way to illustrate the positive health benefits of giving and receiving flowers. Limited supplies are available, so why not pedal it forward this Wednesday? We hope that while you are at Robin's Nest, you browse our unique gifts and decor and shop our 40% off fall sale and check out our services offered. Oh, and don't forget to grab a gift for your favorite boss. Save the date, October 16th at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, 383 West 3rd Street. Call 383-1616.
Robertson Center's 49-yard line. Man in motion. High snap. Ship has to go back and get it. Grabs it. Picks it up. Around the 35, 40, broken play, he's loose, 50, down to the 45 of Dodgeville. He could go all the way. Jaden Shep is going, gone on a broken play, a high snap from center, and the Hornets made it count, and they take the lead. Wow.
Good morning with a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. I'm Adam Hess. In Friday night high school football, Richland Center traveled to Dodgeville, and Phil Nee was there.
The Richland Center Hornets picked up a 50-21 win over the host Dodgeville Dodgers during Dodgeville homecoming night on Friday night. Dodgeville scored first. Quarterback Nathan Johnson threw a pass of 9 yards to Joey Honorbaum. The Ethan Burke kick was good, and it was 7-0. The Hornets would score on their first possession following a 75-yard kickoff return by Jaden Shep. It got the Hornets in position. Brady Dosh took it in from 11 yards out. The extra point was blocked. It was 7-6 Dodgeville. The Hornets would take the lead on a broken play, a high snap that Jaden Shep went back and fielded and then ran 51 yards for a touchdown. The two-pointer was missed. The Hornets had taken the lead. They would not give up on the way to scoring 43 unanswered points. The final touchdown of the half came on a Jaden Shep to Wes Bosworth 5-yard touchdown pass, and the Hornets were up 18-7. Brady Dosh also intercepted a pass late in the first half. In the second half, Wes Bosworth capped off a long drive by the Hornets in a clock-consuming drive that started at Richland Center's 20. They took the ball all the way inside the 5-yard line, and Wes Bosworth scored on a 3-yard run to make it 24-7. Also, the Hornets tried an onside kick. Brady Dosh recovered that. He would later score on a 30-yard run to put Richland Center up 30-7 with 5:36 left in the third. They would score again to make it 37-7 with 3:02 left in the third. Caden Stibbe on a 4-yard run. Grayson Banker kicked the extra point. The Hornets would score two more times. They would go up 43-7 and get the continuous clock running on a 2-yard run by Ben Rutkowski. Dodgeville would score the first of its second half touchdowns when Nathan Johnson threw to Griffin Bush a 31-yard pass play, and it was 43-15. On the ensuing kickoff, Brady Dosh ran it back to the house 85 yards to put RC up 50-15. The final score of the night was the game's final play. Quarterback Nathan Johnson threw a 15-yard strike to Jackson Christensen, and that made the final score 50-15. Dodgeville will finish its season at Platteville coming up on Friday night, while the Richland Center Hornets will return home to take on Broadhead Judah. The Hornets need a win to at least be on the bubble for consideration for the upcoming WIAA football playoffs. For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Thank you, Phil. It was Platteville over River Valley 35-14, Lancaster a 35-8 win over Broadhead Judah, and the final SWC matchup, Prairie du Chien 39, New Glarus 6. From the Scenic Bluffs, Bangor 57-18 over New Lisbon. It was a win for Cashton over Hillsborough 25-20. Two small games to tell you about. Belleville 19-0 over Fenimore, and Cuba City got by Darlington 14-12. Six Rivers action, Blackhawk, Warren, Illinois 70, Riverdale 6, Iowa Grant a 50-13 win over Boscobel, and River Ridge 27, Waseca, Seneca 7. Other scores, Onalaska 42-0 over Baraboo, Viroqua blanked Black River Falls 27-0, Luther 47, Westby 20, a 19-13 win for Monroe over Evansville. Portage 42, Lakeside Lutheran 13, Wisconsin Dells a 35-21 win over Mauston. It was Reedsburg 37, Thomas 16, Mineral Point over Benton Scales Mount Schulzburg 43-16. 8-player football, North Crawford 48-0 over Kickapoo Lafarge, and Belmont defeated Monticello 47-16. We have lots of sports on the radio this weekend. You can join the Green Bay Packer Radio Network tomorrow for a noontime kickoff as the Arizona Cardinals travel to Green Bay. Pregame on WRCO-FM 100.9 is 10 o'clock with a noontime kick. Join WRCE and the Badgers Radio Network this morning, 9 a.m. for the pregame. Kickoff is set for 11 as the Badgers take on Rutgers. That can be heard on WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450. And the Ithaca Bulldogs host the Brookwood Falcons in homecoming football action on the radio later today. With more, here's Phil Nee.
There's more football today. Potosi Cassville is at Pecatonica Argyle, and the Ithaca Bulldogs are home for homecoming football against the Brookwood Falcons. Kyle Kelly is a co-head coach with Ithaca.
Definitely the big thing with homecoming is there's 900 other things in a football game going on, but you always have to reiterate the number one goal of homecoming is to win a football game.
So you played pretty well again at Royal last week. What stuck out in the game about that one?
We kind of really come alive in the second half. Royal drove the ball down on us pretty easily, but we stopped them each time in the red zone. We've had some huge red zone stops, so our defense once again came through clutch when we needed them to.
I asked co-head coach David Klang about today's game.
They're going to air raid everything out, lots of passes. They have lots of kids, which they have a lot to pick from. And so it'll be kind of a different game plan than we've had the last couple weeks because most teams have traditionally been run heavy, and these guys are definitely very, very pass heavy. So it'll kind of bring a different aspect to our game and our defense, and it'll be kind of exciting and a little bit change of pace than what we've had the last few games.
Brookwood at Ithaca during the eighth weekend of high school football. It can be heard today on FM 100.9 WRCO on the Civic Media app and at WRCO.com. The Falcons and the Bulldogs meeting up. Our pregame time begins at 1 o'clock this afternoon. I'm Phil Nee.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889. Making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.